We continue our area of voices as we find out about what's going on in our region. Joining us now is Betty Firth from the Ely Folk School. Betty, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
I'm glad to be on your show.
So what is going on at the Folk School?
Well, this weekend, today, we actually have a pine needle basketry class that there's a couple seats left in if people are interested. And an advanced pine needle basketry tomorrow, which we actually need a couple more students, or we'll reschedule that one. Coming up, at what I'm really excited about is at the end of April, the last weekend of April and the first weekend in May, we're having a series of events about the night sky and the dark sky movement. So, and that includes introductions to, like, the photographic software. We have one on the Adobe Lightroom. That's a two-day class. We have Greg Ash coming up to do one on Chasing the Northern Lights. He's coming up from Duluth. Les Conrad is, he does the Adobe Lightroom, and he's also doing a show on star trails and night photography. And then Bob King is coming up. He's known as Astro Bob, and had a newspaper column for years. He's taught with us before and is practically bounces. He's so excited about the sky and everything that's happening in it. And he's going to do a class on understanding light pollution and what that does to us as human beings and also to the plant world, and has quite an impact beyond just, you know, obliterating the stars.
You know, if someone can bounce through email those photos you sent of this night sky photography, they're pretty amazing. We'll put those on our website later today so people can see them as well. But you were just enthralled by them, weren't you?
Yes, that one is, those photos that I sent you are from Richard Willits, who is really delved into the photography connected with the sky after his retirement. He was actually a pipe fitter and HVAC technician, and he also taught at community college through his career. And then he really got into it. So he figured out how to attach a camera to a telescope, and these are not super expensive cameras or telescopes that he's been using. And that's what produced the photos that you saw that are unbelievable. Of into the nebulas, and the, there's one that's of the Seven Sisters. I think I sent that to you. That's pretty faint when you look at it, you know, with the naked eye. So he's going to be a first-time teacher with us, and I think people will really be interested in learning how they can do that, too, just from their backyards.
Yeah, so it looks like, so April 27th is kind of that day that you're talking about, kind of the art of the night sky, where hopefully we remember to not have so much light pollution and giant yard lights and all those kind of things that make us unable to see the stars.
Right, and one of the things around, there's one more, I want to mention that, a couple more classes that are happening. One is with Roy Masansnik that is called Preserving the Wilderness Above Us, and that's specifically about the effects of more broadly looking at both our area and around the world. This dark sky movement has been gaining momentum over a number of years to preserve dark skies in some areas, and cities and counties and regions can sign on to promote that and to actually have a contract to say they, you know, they will support the preserving the dark skies. And one last thing that we have happening, and that's the first week in May, some of these are Ask the Experts. And so we'll have several of our instructors there for a drop-in Q&A on Sunday afternoon on May 5th.
Wow.
Yeah, so one of the things I was thinking about that most people wouldn't, I certainly wasn't aware of it, was that the kind of lights that oftentimes cities have put in broadcast their light upwards and outwards. And the type of street light that's recommended is to have lights that cast the light down and to the side, but downward. And people think that that might not be as safe. They think the bigger, you know, lights that are brighter are provide more security, but in fact they don't. Research has shown so.
Huh. Good to know, because we're all pretty lucky. We're rural areas compared to a city where you don't get to see as much of the night sky, but it sounds like there's things we can learn, too, to keep it that way.
Yep, there sure is.
Okay.
Even like you mentioned, yard lights.
Yeah.
That some days people, I know I have a friend that lives out in the woods, and their neighbor put in this hugely, both tall and very bright yard light.
Yeah.
So there's an invasive quality about it, too.
We were all raised. I was raised by my dad putting up the security light. I don't know if you remember those. They were like giant sonar lights that lit up the whole countryside back in the day.
We've done my husband's really into the night sky. And so when we know someone's gone, but they're, when we were staying at a cabin and trying to use a telescope, we've done some underhanded unscrewed the light bulb so we could use the telescope. The people weren't home, you know, and we had talked to them.
You screwed it back when you're done.
Maybe not, but you know, you got to do what you got to do. It's Betty Firth from the Ely Folk School. You can find lots more information at their website. Cool stuff going on, elyfolkschool.org. Betty, have a great weekend. Thanks again.
Thanks, and Heidi, can I say one last thing?
Yes.
I'm always looking for instructors, and I know you have a lot of talented artists and teachers in your listening area, so I would like to invite people to give me a call if you have a passion that you would like to share with other people. I'd love to talk to you.
All right, that sounds great. We'll keep announcing that as well, Betty. Thanks so much.
All right, thanks, Heidi.
Yep, bye-bye.